Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Women's Day and Algoa FM's theme is celebrating our unsung heroes. And we have an unsung hero on the line. Executive Director and Founder of the Go Gogo Go Initiative, Jane Simmons. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Hi, good morning, and happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you so much. Happy Women's Day to you. Now, roughly 4 million children in South Africa are being raised by grandmothers. Tell us about your initiative, the Go, 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 Go.
So we are working with these grandmothers who are working in communities to raise these children. And in fact, I feel that it's probably far more than 4 million, especially since COVID, as a lot of parents have migrated or looking at for work in different areas, as children have been sent home to rural areas. But the initiative is looked at building the footprint of grandmothers. We know that these grandmothers are working everywhere. We know that they're responsible for families and households. But older women in South Africa are probably our most marginalized and vulnerable population. And so Go 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 is aimed at giving these women a voice. We want to see them. We want to acknowledge them. We want to celebrate them. But we also want to work with them as agents of change. So we want these women to work with our NGO to develop the skills, capacity, knowledge, the opportunities and the outcomes for themselves, their children that they're raising, and also for the communities that they are living in.
That is so beautiful, just that empowering them to empower others.
Exactly, because grandmothers could be, we could regard them as either the enablers or the gatekeepers of change. So if a grandmother supports a behavior change that we are trying to encourage in a child, we are more likely to have that child adopt that behavior. Or if a grandmother supports an anti-pollution drive or anti-littering drive or nutritional eating or sexual reproductive health conversations, those behaviors that we are trying to increase in our communities are more likely to occur and be sustained with the support of the grandmothers.
Is that sort of the driving force of why you started this initiative?
It's exactly why we started it. I started this initiative because I did some research when I studied my master's in public health at Fitz University on how grandmothers speak to grandchildren about sex and sexuality and HIV and AIDS. And for all of us who've either been spoken to by our parents or have tried to speak to our children, this is a difficult topic. But it is a topic that needs to be spoken about. And by speaking to grandmothers and training grandmothers about the necessity of this topic and conversations around this, we can break and have an impact on unplanned pregnancies and HIV infections in adolescent children. So it's about how do grandmothers work with behavior change to improve the outcomes of the grandchildren they're raising.
I think it's nice to open up that door of conversation to say, well, sit down, my child, let's talk about this. Let me tell you more about this so that they can learn and understand.
Well, exactly. And, you know, when we do our training on this topic, we say to them, you know, your children are going to want to know this information from somewhere. Either it's going to be their friends, it's going to be the internet, it's going to be movies,
yes,
it's going to be TV, or it's going to be you. And the thing that we know about grandmothers is they love these grandchildren that they're raising so much. And we say to them, that gives you a unique position to talk about anything. It could be eating healthily. It could be about using alcohol. It could be about smoking. It could be about depression and anxiety. We're relying on that cultural experience and that love that grandmothers have for their grandchildren and the love that grandchildren and respect the grandchildren have for their goggles to support these conversations. So whether it's about eating healthily or smoking or using a condom or going on the internet or doing your homework or a household chore, we are building those intergenerational conversations.
Jane, thank you so much for joining me. I can talk to you for hours on this subject. Where can we find more information about the Go, 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 Go initiative and how we can perhaps get involved to support?
Well, we have a web page, www.go-google-go.org.za. I'm happy for people to contact me via the web page. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Our handles are at Google's RSA. And I'm happy for people to email me. That's jane@go-google-go.org.za. We've got two projects we're looking for funding for at the moment. The one is called Masifunde Gogo, which means let's read Gogo. And this is a project where we are building reading skills and awareness in grandmothers about the importance of reading to grandchildren. So we're wanting to set up libraries for children where Gogo's who go to places to meet, like Stockwell's or church, will be able to get books and take those books home and read them to their children and bring the books back the following week and take new books to promote literacy. So again, it's working with Google to promote an outcome in a child, which would be increased literacy. And the other project we've got is called iGoogle, which is teaching internet awareness to grandmothers. So giving grandmothers internet training so that they know how to use the internet so that they then support their grandchildren using the internet safely for learning, access to information, job creations, and not for all those scary things that people think on the internet, but showing grandmothers the value of the internet in the outcomes of their grandchildren.
Jane Simmons, this is the reason why we are celebrating you today on Women's Day. You are an unsung hero, and what you are doing for the community is just phenomenal. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you a happy Women's Day.
Thank you. And can I just say one thing?
Yes, of course.
The unsung heroes are really the Googles.
Yes, definitely.
Those are our unsung heroes because of what they do. They are an absolute legend and they are a national treasure. We need to treasure them.
There we go. You heard it from James Simmons. Gogo, if you're listening, we treasure you. You are a legend.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.